It's Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith having a chat about Rory's book, Expected Goals. It has a subtitle. So many books have subtitles these days. The story of how data conquered football and changed the game forever. I'm going to start right at the end, Rory, of this and push all the way through into your epilogue, where you discuss lots of different people, but you discuss Monchi. And what I loved was your line that Monchi says this: big data is the future of football. With the financial landscape we have, it can keep us in the elite in Spain and Europe and around the world. No less striking, you write, than the fact that even Monchi, the platonic ideal of the transfer market guru, is used in data, is that he's incorporated it so naturally. To him, it is not an alien incursion, a way of automating what has always been a very human process. For me, this book, what's fascinating about it is that I think you thought and you were planning for it being a big outsider story, but it's actually a story as to how quickly the outside managed to become slap bang in the middle of the inside. It's just that no one really talked about it.
Yeah, the one thing that really struck me in speaking to people, reporting, researching the book, was someone said to me that if you actually look at the way that baseball incorporated data, and if I say to you baseball and data, you'll be like, yeah, Moneyball. Well, you wouldn't be. That's maybe a bit reductive. But, you know, you'd be kind of Moneyball. They're all data driven. It's all about, you know, on base percentage now. And they've got all their RBIs or whatever. They love numbers, blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone's data driven. But that's not true. Like, there's still quite a lot of teams in Major League Baseball who don't really care about data, who maybe use it a little bit, but not particularly well. And they haven't invested heavily in it. There's a few that are deliberately like counter-revolutionary that have a much more traditional approach. If you think about football and data, the assumption is that it's been this really long, hard slog, and that it's, you know, every inch of territory has had to be fought for. And to an extent, that is true. And it's particularly true to people who've been involved in that process. That's how they feel. And it's not for me to kind of deny their lived experience. But if you look at it in the round, football has taken data on board insanely fast, and probably more quickly and more completely than baseball. And that was definitely not the conclusion that I was expecting to come to. But I think partly it's just football's very quiet about anything it's doing. There's no desire whatsoever to give away your competitive edges. So if you have teams that use data a lot, and there are three or sort of three and a half that leap to mind, and in the book, that's Liverpool, Brentford and Brighton, with Michelin as kind of an accessory to Brentford. Not to diminish Michelin's achievements, but they're kind of the same thing, just in two different places. And they're kind of held up as the data, the sort of the data golden standard, the advocates, the pioneers.